In this bulletin, the Australian Medical Association says regaining public confidence in the COVID vaccination program is a priority. State funeral for Australian fashion icon Carla Zampatti. And in sport, Russian athletes have revealed their new flagless Olympic uniform. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The Australian Medical Association will meet with the Prime Minister to discuss the setting up of mass vaccination hubs. National President Dr. Omar Khurshid has told the Nine Network regaining public confidence is a priority.
How to get Australians confident again in this really important vaccine rollout, how we pivot the program now that we have to deal with the decision from Otago that the AstraZeneca vaccine is not preferred for those under 50, and to make sure that we get the task done of vaccinating all Australians by the end of the year.
A state funeral for Australian fashion designer Carla Zampatti is being held at St Mary's Cathedral in Sydney. The cathedral is at capacity with 1,200 people in attendance, and the service is also being live-streamed. Ms Zampatti's family has requested donations be made to the Sydney Women's Fund in lieu of flowers. Marie Claire editor Nikki Brigger says Carla Zampatti was at the forefront of the Australian fashion industry for six decades.
Carla really actually is the matriarch of the Australian fashion industry. She really was at the forefront. She spoke to women. She knew women. She knew what women wanted. She started and emerged at a time when we were all sort of, you know, working, a bit more empowered, and then she just went with that. But also she was really good at changing with the times and mixing it up and collaborating with new designers as well, so that she knew what the zeitgeist was, and she absolutely tapped into that.
The Labor Party says it will allocate $80 million over 4 years for justice reforms to reduce the incarceration of Indigenous people and the number of Aboriginal deaths in custody if it wins government. Labor's Indigenous Affairs spokesperson Linda Burney says federal leadership is needed to tackle the root causes. Welfare and advocacy groups are concerned not enough has been done to stem the number of deaths of Indigenous people in custody. There have been more than 470 deaths in custody since the Royal Commission was released 30 years ago. Elaine Pearson from Human Rights Watch says more progress needs to be made.
But in particular, we would like to see the Australian government raise the age of criminal responsibility. It is currently set at 10 in most states, and it should be 14 at an absolute minimum. We also want to see imprisonment of Aboriginal people as a last resort, and we want to see an end to the use of solitary confinement, particularly for people with mental health conditions.
Labor Senator Christina Keneally has accused the Defence Minister Peter Dutton of personally intervening to cancel an approved trip to Christmas Island. Ms Keneally was to visit the Tamil family from Bilawila being held in immigration detention. She posted on Twitter that the Australian Border Force had approved her trip, but shortly after she posted a second tweet claiming Minister Dutton had cancelled the provision of a special purpose aircraft for her and the other committee members. Tropical cyclone Seroja has been declared an insurance catastrophe, with damage in affected parts of WA expected to exceed $25 million. Crews are still working to restore electricity to properties, with authorities predicting that the recovery could take up to 2 years. The Federal Finance Department has admitted to underpaying some parliamentary staff. The Ministerial and Parliamentary Services, which sits within the department, says there have been periods over the past 4 years where the rate paid to some electorate officers has been less than the award. So far, about 60 employees are believed to be impacted. The mistake is being blamed on a payroll rounding error. In sport, Russian competitors won't be wearing their country's flag at this year's Tokyo Olympic Games due to doping sanctions. The supplier of the Russian Olympic team has unveiled blue, red and white uniforms with a small logo of the Russian Olympic Committee instead of the national flag. Russian athletes are barred from competing at major international events under their flag and with their national anthem until 2022, following a ruling by the Court of Arbitration for Sport last year. The sanctions were designed to punish Russia for providing global anti-doping authorities with doctored laboratory data. Well, now the weather. Perth, sunny and 24 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two, 21. Similar conditions in Melbourne and 19. A shower or two for Hobart, 15. Canberra, sunny and 20. Sunny too in Wollongong, 25. Similar for Sydney, 27 degrees. Sunny in Newcastle, 26. Brisbane, similar, 28. A shower or two for Cairns, 30 degrees. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 33. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.